Welcome back to JR Morning, Michigan Sports Hall of Famer and former Detroit Lions reporter for the Detroit News. Mike O'Hara announced his retirement, and it went through just yesterday after 50 years covering the Lions. But instead of letting me go through the list of his accomplishments, how about Dan Campbell?
Started the Lions beat writer in 1977. Covered more than 500 Lions games in his career. Columnist for DetroitLions.com for the last 12 years. Michigan Sports Hall of Fame Class 2019. Served our country and the Army for 2 years, including one in Vietnam War, which I did not know that, Mike. I did not know that. And thank you for your service. Man, we just want to thank you, all of us in here. Thank you, Mike, for everything that you've done. And it's been a hell of a career, man. So let's give him a hand. Good
job, man. Well, isn't that nice? Coming from the head coach himself, Mike O'Hara joins us now. Good morning and congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate all those nice things that people have been saying.
And you feel kind of, you don't like to be in the spotlight. They asked you right then and there to give a speech and stand up, and you seemed a little reluctant.
I was not reluctant. I wasn't expecting it at all. I was completely caught off guard. But it was, you know, I had said what I had to say, and it was a nice day. It really was.
Mike, I got to ask you. We've certainly appreciated the tenacity that you've given the Lions beat over the years, in spite of, you know, a history of a lack of success. I got to ask you: did you ever go to your editor sometime, maybe in the 80s and 90s, and say, "Hey, can I switch to the Wings?
Please?
How about the Tigers? Maybe just for a couple weeks."
Well, I did cover the baseball team for a month back in the 1970s when, you know, Mark the Bird Fidrich was going good, and it was common for the beat guys when their sport is not in at the time, you know, to go and do some sidebars on the other teams too. But no, I did not want to get off the football beat.
Mike, you know, your career wasn't just about covering football. You know, it was about covering the people and the stories and the moments that really made it special. Talk about some of the stories, maybe or interaction with a player you had, a coach or a colleague that left a lasting impression on you.
Well, the players, the whole thing left a lasting impression on people. You know, obviously like Barry Sanders and Billy Sims and, you know, Chris Spielman and Matthew Stafford, and I can go on and on and on. And if I don't watch myself, I will. But I don't think you want that. But I also covered some other things, too. I covered a lot of boxing. You know, really, before I went in the Army in 1966, I was on the boxing beat for the Detroit News and came back and continued it. And I got to cover some of Muhammad Ali's fights and, of course, the Kronk boxing team in Detroit with Tommy Hearns and those guys. I really liked that. That was they say a boxing builds character. It also builds characters. And that was a lot of fun covering boxing. It really was.
500 Lions games that you covered. I mean, that is an incredible number. And as Guy said, some of them weren't always.
What was your record?
499-1.
I was going to say, you know, there were tough times there. But just talk about these last couple years of your career with this current team.
Well, that's, you know, they had a really good team from 1991 to 1999, really. I mean, they had, I think, six or seven winning records, but they never really got anywhere. They had, you know, the one win, you know, over the Dallas Cowboys in the 1992 playoffs. But this team is built different than the others. It really is. It's not just a good team. It's a good young team with room to keep this team together for a period of time. Now, in this era with salary cap, you know, restrictions and all that, a period of time could be two seasons, but I think there's more ahead than that for the Detroit Lions, because you can already see who the guys have re-upped their contracts. Amon-Ra St. Brown and Penny Sewell and Jared Goff. You know, they've got a team. You talk about character and you talk about stuff like that. The Lions have built a team where these players want to play for the organization in front of them. You know, they're not looking to go somewhere else. And I think that's a good thing. I think that, in fact, in this era, that's about as good as you could do, mm-hmm. is to get guys who want to play and stay where they are.
Well, in the world of business, they talk about the importance of culture in the workplace.
Mm-hmm. And culture.
And it's the hardest thing to change, right? Because especially in the Lions, It's just that, well, that's the way it's always been, and yet somehow that was changed. We heard from Sheila Hamp when we were on Mackinac Island, and she talked about that. Do you give Chris Spielman a lot of that credit, that he came in and said, well, no, this guy Holmes, we need him. This guy Campbell, this is what you want. This is the culture you want.
Well, Chris certainly was a factor there, and always has been wherever he played, including, you know, that stretch 8 years with the Detroit Lions, and you know, two years in Buffalo before, and he had ultimately retire because of a neck injury. But I think, you know, the team that they have right now, I think a lot of the credit goes to number one Dan Campbell and number two Sheila Hamp for what she's brought in here, and the way she's reshaped that entire, you know, through her leadership. And through the things that she wants on with that franchise, the way she's reshaped the entire, or the whole thing has been reshaped, and I think it's obviously to the better.
Mike, you know, retirement often marks the end of one chapter and the beginning of another. So, you know, what are you most, you know, looking forward to in the next phase of your life, and do you have any plans to stay involved in the sports world in some capacity?
Well, first of all, I'm 78 years old, so there aren't a lot of choices ahead of me. You know, I'm not going to be, you know what I mean?
You could run for president.
That's right. And be the young guy.
Yeah.
Right.
I think I'll pass on that one. But that's a good one. But I don't have any really major plans or anything like that. But I never have, really. I've always sort of, you know, taking life as it comes to me and do the best I can with it and what I enjoy and, you know, get rid of the rest. So, you know, sometime today I'll figure out what I'm doing today.
What will you miss the most?
The camaraderie with the guys, you know, the players to some degree, but the press room is yeah, it's just fun. It really is. It's the insults. It's the, you know, just knowing in your heart that the guy across from you has got a story that you don't have and you're going to have to catch it, you know, try to catch up. All of that stuff was, you know, for the many, many years that I covered sports, that was the fun part.
Well, Mike O'Hara, congratulations on a wonderful career and anything you do next. And we hope to hear you on our airwaves as this Lions team plans to do some big things. So thank you.
All right, good. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Coming up, modernizing ballot access. It's Jocelyn Benson's mission, and she'll talk about it at 8:35.